Hold on a second. That. Yeah, I no longer care about Lily's birthday because Josh is holding a void in his hand. Wait, look at it. I can't concentrate on it.
It doesn't work that way. You're going the opposite way of the void.
I was avoiding it.
Boo. No, but check this out. Besides the Mythic Legions, I got a Rock Lord.
What's a Rock Lord?
You've never heard of the Rock Lords? Oh, no. Shit. They were an offshoot of the GoBots. There was because Transformers had the 86 animated film. Uh-huh. So GoBots were like, we can have an animated film too, but their animated film went straight to VHS and
straight to Betamax.
The challenge of the GoBots, the battle of the Rock Lords. And I got two Rock Lords and they're basically just Transformers that transform into rocks. And then whenever they need to go somewhere, they just transform into rocks and then they just roll.
That seems efficient.
I remember years ago, we had a discussion of why I didn't respect the GoBots.
No.
This is why.
Fuck you. No, speaking of GoBots, I got a GoBot. I actually found a Psykill finally. And he was only $10, which...
That's way too much.
No, it's not. It's actually about $15 cheaper than what eBay was asking for it. So
that looks so much like the Jet Jaguar from Singular Point.
What it was, or what it sells for on eBay. So I do, however, need to get its accessories, but I think I'm just going to outsource some 3D printing for them.
So does it do things?
It transforms into a motorcycle. But I don't have his wheels and his motor.
No, really? He looks like Jet Jaguar from Singular Point.
He looks exactly like Jet Jaguar from Singular
Point. Now I hope Jet Jaguar...
This is Psykill.
Wait, so he turns into a motorcycle.
So you need to find someone
kind of respect
that has a 3D printer now.
Yeah, do you know anyone?
No.
Oh.
Damn it, we're not recording.
Oh, we're recording. We just haven't started the show.
Oh, okay, good.
Should I start the show? We got viewers already. Hi,
I mean,
viewers.
You can start the show. If this isn't in the audio portion of the show when you upload it for tomorrow, I'm going to be very upset.
Just the longest cold open ever.
Yeah.
Just the banter.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll start the show.
Hang on to your hats and glasses, mutineers, because this here's the wildest podcast in the wilderness. Yeehaw!
There are thousands of Disney podcasts on the internet, and this is one of them. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
I'm Jordan.
And you're listening to... Yeah, Mickey Mutineers!
Tonight, Josh found a hot take. Ooh, that's me.
No,
you found a hot cake.
And they stole it.
That's just
McDonald's breakfast.
Just pancakes. I found it though.
Oh, like on the ground?
Yeah.
Don't eat that.
Oh. No, eat it. I want to see where this goes.
Josh, don't eat it.
That would be so
bad for your health, Josh.
Or whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
This will absolutely kill you almost immediately.
I don't know.
Jury's still out. I'm going to try it.
You threw up almost immediately.
I did. You're not at the DM.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Oh, where's my big guy?
Right, I'm not.
I need a roll for
accuracy. Yeah, Jake, roll to see if you're the DM.
I did. I got a 6. It was a difficulty class of 12. Set by me.
Anyways, the notes.
Oh, right.
X-Men 97 has arrived. is Dinoland USA on its deathbed? For the main topic, we lawn chair Imagineer Dinoland USA because, yes, it's on its deathbed. Where you is?
No, don't read that part.
It was an explanation. Exclamation. Not explanation.
Yeah, but I sent that text wondering where you were. Then I looked up and you were here, and I didn't actually know how long you had been.
Yeah, I was literally watching you text me. It was kind of surreal.
So answer the question, Josh. Where you is?
I'm in a volcano. Can't you tell? Well, there's my volcano computer over there.
The volcano computer controls.
There's my volcano valet. He's watching the computer screen.
He's doing this is fantastic radio.
over here, that's an arc.
Josh found religion.
I don't know.
That's not an arc. That's just a ship.
I was pointing all the way around.
Yeah, is he in the arc?
You're not even paying attention. I'm in the arc. I am the arc.
He has two of every animal.
Two of every Cybertronian.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's weird watching a mate to produce more.
Like a dial-up modem.
Yeah.
Oh, man, was it as good for you as it was for me?
She's just sitting there going, error, error.
His joints are smoking. What is happening?
I don't know. Transformers born.
Hey, viewers and listeners. Is that a thing? Look it up.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Don't look it up.
Use a private tab.
I live on the edge. Speaking of which, I went to an edging party.
What?
Yeah, I came unprepared.
Gross. Well, it was whatever dignity we had for this show.
We can bring it back, Jordan.
We lost that like 12 years ago, buddy.
I said for this show.
The specific one.
Yeah,
we've reached bottom. Let's see if we can, go up from here.
Oh, what am I going to do with all these shovels?
I don't know. Chew on them.
Oh, okay, fine.
Wash down your hot cake with it.
That was my nickname in middle school.
Wash down your hotcake with it? That's lengthy.
Yes.
My nickname in middle school. Damn it, I did it again. Guys, I apologize. But also, listener, you did this to yourself.
Yeah, this is...
Welcome to the Mickey Mutineers Gaslighting Hour.
Gluttons for Punishment.
Ooh, that's... Here, so far that's the episode title.
Oh, nice. It's about damn time I get one.
wait, have you been having a contest?
No, I've just been feeling left out and sad. Been sitting here like this little fat crocodile I'm printing.
Are you currently printing it?
Huh?
Are you currently printing it or can you hold it up?
Yeah, I'm currently printing it.
Don't just point at Optimus Prime. That helps nothing.
Oh, here.
No, don't.
Hold on.
I forgot what I just said, too. Oh, yeah.
There. Oh, you can kind of see it.
Oh, it's moving.
Yeah, it's doing things.
And you chose now to print things.
Yeah, why not? Can you hear it? Is it loud? I can pause it.
I can't hear it.
Okay. Can't see it.
Like, your chair is literally louder than that. No offense to your chair. I'm just saying. Your printer's very quiet.
I need to hit my chair with some WD-40 and then lube it up. Mm.
You should do that.
Just not right now.
Okay. Probably best.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just skipping over so many just awful jokes. Just
how can we just got like awkward silence?
I don't know, because you said lube, and I was trying to have a shred of dignity for this show.
Why?
Shred. Why? I'm trying to bring it back.
Bring it back from where?
The bottom.
From the depths of hell.
What?
I said, brought shovels.
Did you bring enough for everybody, Josh?
Yeah, three.
Oh. This is awfully thoughtful of you. Jordan, do you know how to shovel?
Mm-hmm.
Josh, do you know how to shovel?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Built a bunker once.
For the record, he's talking about on a golf course.
Oh, yeah. I built a sand trap as well.
Damn it. It's true, you did. And now we need to rebuild it. Not because of anything you did. It's just been like 15 years. So
yeah, it's been a minute, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's grown in a little bit. Well, you know what we should do?
Start the show?
We did that.
Oh, yeah. Let's can we talk some Disney? Let's talk some Disney! Yay!
First up, guys, I'm going to brag for a second. This wasn't in the notes. I picked out my so I'm going on a Disney cruise.
Uh-huh.
Picked out my excursions.
Ooh.
And I just realized I've not said anything about this at all. So I just want to talk about my excursions for a second. So we're gonna go to the Atlantis water park.
Ooh. Yeah, slide through the sharks.
Slide right through the sharks.
I swam with sharks a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Where was that?
That was at the downtown aquarium.
Downtown splash pad? Just
yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're just really shady guys, and I got stabbed once.
It was loan sharks.
Yeah, yeah. Brooklyn.
Where's my money?
Josh is trying to enjoy the splash pad. Ow, stop.
I don't owe you money. So we weren't allowed to touch the fish, which was really fucking hard. Like, I wanted to touch all the fish.
Wait, but can the fish touch you?
Yes.
But you were at a strip club.
Oh.
A fish strip club.
Yeah, anyways, I was gonna say, because it's really hard to tell a fish, no touching.
They just forget a few seconds later.
Yeah. Anyway, so whale shark swam up behind me, and she's whale sharks are really sociable, and she likes to bump into people, and so she you know how weird it is getting bumped into by a 40-foot shark.
It was
actually pretty fucking cool. I mean, that sounds
awesome.
Yeah. She's as gentle as a big fucking lummox could be. But, you know, she just kind of kind of gets next to you and folds in half and whatever they do to turn and fucking pushes you out of the way with the middle of their body and starts smashing you with its tail. And I died.
Oh.
I'm glad you know. It was fun. It was pretty cool. Like I was super excited when she bumped into me.
Well, she probably just couldn't. She bumped into you because they have poor eyesight. But my source on that is Finding Dory.
They can't see the middle of their body.
That's true.
But, okay, so that's what I was going to say to bring it around. The whole time. I just had the fucking speaking well go through my head. Well, shark would come by and be like, "Hello,
Josh, you're an idiot."
Why?
Whale sharks don't speak whale.
Oh,
they're sharks. They speak shark.
Oh, that's why they didn't respond to me.
Yeah,
but when we went to see the belugas, I went and they looked at me like I was insane and swam away.
So that was a response. That was a proper response.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that worked. That tracked.
they understood everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. they're like, oh god, not this guy again, and just left.
Oh, So anyway, so that was my cruise update. Next up.
Yeah. Sorry. Didn't mean to steal that from you.
No. That was pretty much it. We're going to Atlantis and at Castaway Key. I got the snorkel package.
Ooh, nice.
Because I want to go snorkeling. Because last time I went on a cruise 2 years ago in Royal Caribbean, we went snorkeling and they gave us like a 40-minute time limit. And that sounds like a long time for snorkeling, but it is not.
Yeah. That going back to snorkeling with the sharks, we were in the water for 45 minutes. It seemed like just two.
Yeah. It goes by real fast. So I was like, okay, Castaway Key. All I want to do is just snorkel the whole time. Jordan, did you go to Castaway Key?
Yeah. It's a mandatory stop on every cruise.
Well, the last one I went to, we made it to the island, but never got to disembark.
No.
So I didn't know. What'd you do? Did you go snorkeling?
No, we went to the no kids allowed section of the beach.
Oh, nice. That's
the adults only. Too. Yeah. One of our friends did go snorkeling, and I kind of wish I did. I ended up just kind of hanging out on a beach chair or lounge, like one of those like lounging beach chairs.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept ordering like the alcoholic banana drinks.
Jordan's just out there getting hammered at Castaway Key. Good. I'm actually really happy.
There was very little alcohol in them, but they were delicious. And we tried to make them at home, and it just wasn't the same. And I don't think you can get that drink anywhere on Disney property. So I think you have to go to Castaway Key. Cool. Because I did have one on the boat or on the ship. But I think you just have to go on a Disney cruise to get this drink.
It's an expensive drink.
It was delicious, though. God, it was so good. It was so good.
So what I've learned, though, in the snorkel lagoon where you go snorkeling, they have like a few random ride vehicles out under the water.
What? Like a doom buggy?
No, not a doom buggy, but a Dumbo. And an entire Nautilus. From the Magic Kingdom submarines.
Yeah, one of the ones that was parked behind Soarin' for like the entire time.
Probably. They just went and dumped it at the Castaway Key.
Yeah, turned it into an artificial reef. That tracks.
Yeah, I'm going to go explore it.
Can you swim down to the Dumbo and just like sit in it?
I don't know what's stopping you. I'm going to.
Do they make you wear flotation vests? Because that would definitely stop you.
Not if I unfloat it.
Sunk it.
Not a secret. Pop it.
Just secretly fill it full of rocks. Sounds like a good idea.
I'll try. I'll report back. But no. So our cruise leaves May 1st, and so we check in a week from today. So I'm getting very excited. That's why I wanted to talk about it.
Nice.
And then when I get back, I'll talk about it even more. So next up, Josh sent me something today. Actually, just a few hours ago.
Oh, yeah.
Which, Josh, I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it's 14 pages long.
Well, it's 14 pictures long.
Right. That's a lot.
Okay.
So what this is...
Did you read the whole thing, though?
What?
Did you read the whole thing, though?
I think so. Was there a twist ending?
No.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, I did. So... Just don't ask me any further questions.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask another question.
Well, can we get into it first, or should I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this is on Reddit from the Star Wars subreddit, which... Okay,
Nobody hates Star Wars as bad as Star Wars fans.
Except for Star Wars Redditors. Which, you know, Reddit gets a bad rap. And there are some super toxic subreddits, but there's some good ones, too. Like the Mickey Mutineers one.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's not toxic. Yeah, it's two people.
It's fine. Actually, it might just be Josh. I kind of forget about it from now on. Anyway.
Yeah, so I forgot we had one until you just mentioned it.
Put it in the link of every episode.
Do you really?
Just in case.
That's beautiful, man.
Okay. It's never caught on. The title of this post is, I've heard many people complain about how there are star destroyers in the atmosphere. Now there is this. This is a long title. Seriously, the arguments this guy makes don't make any sense. I'm going to cut out the rest of the title. So basically, this guy found a hot take, and then this guy, Josh, found this guy's found hot take.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's the hot take. This is from just some anonymous dude. I'm going to read this out loud. I guess this could qualify as Game of Shame. It says, yeah. Another thing Disney seems to have got completely wrong was the X-Wings were not meant to be flown inside atmospheres. At no time in the original trilogy are X-Wings used for surface-to-air fighting. They are strictly space-to-space fighters. That's literally why the Rebels used speeders to attack the AT-ATs on Hoth instead of the X-Wings or Y-Wings. I don't know why I ended that like Christopher.
Can I interject?
Immediately, yes.
There were X-Wings on Hoth fighting alongside the snow speeders.
Yes, but the snow speeders were already better adapted to the cold as well.
There's an entire line in the movie on how they're working on getting the X-Wings adapted to the cold. Now, first of all, yeah. I'm proud of all three of us for thinking of that immediately, like just instantly.
Right, but in the Super Nintendo game, there's X-Wings flying in the background.
Well, we'll get to that, Jordan. You just hold your horses there.
Oh,
but I want to point out that there's also X-Wings on the moon of Endor.
In the atmosphere?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there were. Isn't that what blew up the landing pad, or am I just making shit up in my head?
Set off the firecrackers.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
It was the fireworks. Okay, yeah. Okay, you're both correct. Okay, we're gonna.
That's not air to surface warfare, though.
Okay, so here's someone responding to him. They said kind of what Jordan just said.
Oh yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
You clearly haven't played the Rogue Squadron games. The Rebel Alliance used X-Wings, A-Wings, and Y-Wings for atmospheric assault in those games. Disney didn't invent this idea.
Wait.
To which the guy says,
"Wait, he pushes up his glasses like this first. Yeah. All right. Now he says it.
Let's see what his vision has anything to do with this. And he says, on the contrary, I own all three of them. This is maddening. Citing a video game to support events in a film that inspired the game is like citing air hockey game stats to support an argument for Wayne Gretzky's hockey career.
This is a stupid analogy. This is just fucking dumb.
That's why I sent it to Jake.
Yeah. X-Wings, Y-Wings, and A-Wings are all used for atmosphere flight in the
RG. What's the fucking RG?
I couldn't figure that one out.
Rogue.
Maybe he meant Rogue Squadron. I don't know. Because they're arcade style games that allow the player to choose maybe their own
craft. OG games? Is the R next to the O? No, it's not.
Okay, the rest of his argument's done, but we're. Oh my gosh, it just keeps. Okay, he also says similarly in the SNES games, which are really hard, by the way. Your blaster can be powered up to a flame seeker, rapid ion, or plasma. Obviously, the blasters in the films never fire anything other than lasers. So again, LucasArts had to bend the rules a little to make the game playable.
Shot circles. The stun circles.
I enjoyed the stun circles as well. I could never even get past Hoth on Super Empire. That game was just ridiculous. Fun, but ridiculous. Disney did turn X-Wings into all-purpose craft because much of the action in their films shows turds?
Tend.
Can I interject one more time?
Oh, immediately, yes.
Oh, you want, buddy?
I discovered Star Wars at the wee age of 13. So I have been watching at least the original trilogy since I was 13 years old. At no point in my entire existence that I have known about and watched Star Wars films multiple times have I thought to myself that X-Wings could not fly in atmospheric, like that they were only space to space. This is the dumbest fucking argument I have ever, like, what? This is this Why? this guy wants to die on this hill so badly
because, but he does a really good job of it
because he's responding to everybody's comments that are proving him wrong, and he, who is probably somebody who hates it when they retcon something in the Star Wars game, is going and retconning things in order to make his argument sound good.
Yes.
It's not, oh, they didn't do that. Well, they did this because that's why they explained that. Like, that doesn't take away from the fact that it doesn't exist the way it exists anymore. Like, I don't know what this dude is like. This would only exist this way if all this other stuff didn't exist.
So in motherfucking New Hope, okay, they're not fighting on the goddamn planet, but I clearly remember the X-Wings taking off from a fucking planet and going into motherfucking space.
Yeah, they took off from Yavin just fine.
So does that mean they can't, there's something in the atmosphere where they can't fire their lasers? What the fuck is that? That's just fucking ridiculousness.
So I skipped a bunch of pages because Jordan just summed it up very nicely. But
yeah,
Jordan, you didn't do a thorough enough job because it gets worse.
Oh, yeah, of course, because of course it fucking does.
Because he runs out of reasons and just sticks to the hill. Like right here, someone says, "It seems to me you are just trying to make excuses to hate on the current canons." And he says, "I don't need to make excuses. Disney has given me plenty of reasons, none of which I'm listing. The very existence of the half-baked sequel trilogy is enough." That's his reason, is that the sequel trilogy exists.
Can we just, like, for a second, just acknowledge, I feel like this needs to be out in the zeitgeist. I feel like, can we just stop saying, Disney did this, Disney did that? Like,
yeah.
These films are still produced by Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
Regardless of if they were owned by Disney or not, like, I feel like the same...
Planned, produced, everything.
Yeah, like it lives under the Disney umbrella.
Yeah.
Trademark to Josh Taylor. So I just feel like that's a really, oh God, what a weird nerd.
Yeah.
What a fucking weird nerd.
I mean, and that's a lot, because I think we're weird nerds.
No, like, no, they're nerds, and then there's like fucking weird nerds. Like, weird nerds get really fucking clingy about certain things, and it's just fucking weird. This is one of them. This is one of them.
Yeah. See, nerds like us, we just have love for living with the land.
Yeah. Yes. God.
And pack mules through the land.
And also
living, like, with pack mules in the land.
I also just man, I was, I lost my train of thought. I was gonna tear into the guy for another reason, and I just
it was the pack mules, wasn't it?
It was the pack mules.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Wait, we got a comment. I haven't clicked on it yet, and I haven't seen. Who wants to bet it's Ryan talking about pack mules?
It's not.
It's Rob. Okay, it's fine. Rob, yeah, he just said weird nerds get really weird.
Yeah, they do. They do.
This just reminds me of the Simpsons comic book guy, though.
Yeah, you know what this dude sounds like? This dude sounds like somebody who would defend Elon Musk on the internet.
Oh man, I wonder if this came from Twitter. I bet he has a blue check mark.
Oh, I bet.
Motherfucker pays $8 a month for that. Oh man, can you get
gold check marks now too?
Yeah, the gold ones are what the blue ones used to be, because Elon's an idiot. Now we're going to get Elon bros on us. We're going to get Star Wars fans and Elon bros coming after us.
Fucking come after us. You know okay, what?
And?
Let them, yeah. What are they going to do? Type angry tweets?
Oh no, exposure. Downloads are downloads, my friend. Downloads are downloads.
This is the week we go viral.
Because we pissed off the Star Wars fans and Elon Bros. I hit my microphone when I did air quotes. I apologize. Anyway, okay, let's get out of this and jump right into something else Disney ruined.
My childhood?
What?
My childhood?
No.
What? Oh, no, that was...
You did that yourself.
No. My childhood was fine until my baby brother was born.
Yeah. Hey, wait. You leave Tim out of this. He's going through a hard time. No, so X-Men 97 premiered 2 episodes last week.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It was so good.
So good.
I only watched the first episode so far.
Have you not had time?
Well, no, I've been. I usually watch things like that when I'm doing cardio at the gym. But I've been watching the new Roadhouse remake.
But the one with Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because it's better than the original Roadhouse.
You know what? That's fair. That's you know, I went into this having, first of all, not seen Roadhouse. Also having no love for the original Roadhouse.
Yeah. I mean, it had Patrick Stewart and and the weird guy with the whippy arms from Iron Man 2.
Patrick Swayze, not Stewart.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of Patrick Stewart, okay, Josh, we're going to talk about the 2 episodes real fast.
Okay.
How spoilery do we get? Because man, the way that second one ended, I was just like,
"Well, no, I mean, it's been a week. I think it's fair game. I think we can spoil it, but I mean, sucks for Josh."
No, I'm still gonna watch it. I just gotta get to it.
Okay, you'll appreciate it, but
I left my crop top in the other room. Sorry, guys.
So did I. We have matching crop tops.
We do.
What?
So funny thing about the crop top. I saw this on TikTok, and I wish I would have had it queued up, because you know, there's a bunch of, you know, Disney ruined things, and they're like, they made Gambit kind of gay, and one of the best responses I saw to it was this dude stitched it and was like, no, they didn't, but Gambit made me kind of gay.
Nice.
Yeah. Just of all the things, first of all, it's X-Men 97. I know I have older brothers that wore crop tops in the 90s.
I had short shorts too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not judging. It's just.
Yeah.
Jillian said
everyone was gay in 97.
Yeah, it's the gay 90s, right?
Yeah.
So I forgot what I was gonna say.
Julian just stole the show. Thanks, Julian. Yeah,
she just fucking flashy thinged me.
Anyway, the cartoon's fantastic. How it started, I was just like, I was 9 years old again. With a bowl of, I did eat it with a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Again, I think they were smart to realize that there was only one intro to the cartoon, and they just redrew the intro.
Yeah. And
so
nailed it.
So, did Wolverine smoke in the original one?
No, because it was for Saturday morning cartoons.
Well, I just remember Fred Flintstone smoking.
Yeah, but that was also the 1960s.
He didn't smoke in the cartoons. He just did ads for cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh. They drank beer, though.
Did he?
Yeah, at the bowling lodge. The Moose Lodge. Anyways, Water Buffalo.
Yeah, anyways, the toothpick was throwing me off. That's Wolverine's toothpick.
It's just how Wolverine is. Also, you know what I really liked? I think this is in the second episode, so Josh, you haven't seen this yet. But when
Did you just smell that?
Yeah. Wolverine and Jean are the only ones home at school.
Yeah, at the mansion.
Yeah. And Jean says, oh no, he's here. And Wolverine just ride or die, just jumps up. He's like, who, Apocalypse?
Yeah, he pops his claws too. He's like, who, Apocalypse?
Yeah, he just goes right for it. Like, this dude was in already. And then when he found out who was actually here, he's still
like,
in.
He's like, no, the baby. And then there's a close up of Wolverine and he goes, oh crap.
Nice. Like, ready to take on Apocalypse, childbirth. Woo!
Right. Can we also just gesture broadly at all of the racism that's happening towards the mutants?
Like in the show.
Like right away,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Like at the beginning of the first episode, but specifically that second episode. All right, so let me paint this picture for you. Josh, you haven't seen this episode yet, but you will shortly. So
I like that we keep telling him.
Right. So the whole point of the second episode is for Magneto to show the X-Men and everyone else that he's turned over a new leaf and he is going to fight for peace, et cetera, et cetera. So he allows himself to be taken into custody and allows himself to be put on this world stage for this trial. And all of as the trial is going on, the Friends of Humanity and the Executioner are all picketing and protesting. I'm going to put that in air quotes, protesting outside. And then halfway through, they all bombard a government building. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Wait,
that happened recently, didn't it?
Were there government officials inside that they were angry at and willing to? Oh,
Were they senators?
Yeah, they were.
Congress people?
And they were kind of taking the side that the protesters outside weren't on.
It's weird.
If only.
It sounds
familiar. Yeah.
It's escaping me right now. Anyway.
Review it. Rod had a question. He said, how many times did Wolverine say bub?
Ooh,
6. January 6th.
did you guys fucking plan that? Because that was perfect.
Oh, shit.
That was perfect.
Oh, that was good. God damn.
Honestly, I don't have an answer.
Right. No, and I mean, these... The Friends of Humanity are, I mean, it was like this in the comic books too. Like, there's just straight up KKK members. Like, it's
I mean, that's, you know, the X-Men have been woke right from the beginning. So, you know,
yeah, literally the point of X-Men.
Yeah,
but man, they went hard on it. I'm glad they did.
And I think. More shit like that needs to go hard on it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, quick Rotten Tomatoes game. I just looked at the score, so I'm out. What is the score for X-Men 97?
Oh, I didn't know
that. I think isn't it a 10?
It's out of 100.
Oh, isn't it 100?
Is that your guess?
It's either 99 or 100. Like it's
I'm going to be disappointed if it's not 97.
Is that your guess, Josh?
I'm going to say 100.
Yeah. I'm going 97.
Josh is actually closest because it's 98.
Oh, okay.
But still, it was 100 at one point, Jordan. I just didn't want to sway your guess. Yeah, it's getting stellar reviews. So... having not seen the original series for 30 years, did the original series go this hard on issues that my 9-year-old brain just wasn't catching on to?
I think that first season did, because that was the whole season with the mutant concentration camp, whenever all the mutants were being kidnapped Remember Gambit, Storm? I think it was Gambit, Jubilee, and Storm, maybe? From that first season, they all get kidnapped and they get the restrictive collars put on, and they're all enslaved on that island with Master Mold and the Sentinels.
Yeah.
So I
have a spark of that. It just reminded me of something I saw someone say, but continue.
Yeah, and then I feel like there's a handful of episodes sprinkled into each season, like the Bishop episodes with like the dystopian future with all the Sentinels and the Nimrods still hunting the mutants. And then there was the Nightcrawler episode where they were essentially judging him by how he looked, and they were all calling him demon and were scared of him because he looked the way he did. So yeah. I think it's in there, it's sprinkled, but it's not, I don't think it was ever like a really big forefront. I think they kind of stuck to the science fiction stuff a little bit more for back in the 90s.
If only there was some way I could go back and watch it.
Yeah, you'll never see him ever again, really.
If only someone, one of these co-hosts, hasn't been telling me to do that anyway.
Quite
some time.
3 years now.
I'll get to it, Jordan.
Okay.
Fine.
Sure.
Have you watched Clone Wars yet?
You guys are asking so many questions.
What about Rebels? Have you watched Rebels yet?
Oh, yeah. I finished Rebels. Rebels was great.
Man, I think Rebels had the hardest Star Wars death.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was coming, and I got so teary-eyed.
Yeah, a little dusty, a little sandy, but it was in the desert, so maybe that's the problem.
I was trying to think of a minor character that died that I could have pulled the old switcheroo on, but I couldn't think of one because now I'm just sad.
that one droid that Chopper threw out back of the...
No, he deserved it. he had that one coming. Anyway, so yeah, X-Men 97, fantastic. I can't wait for more episodes. Season 2 is already being made, so that's a good sign.
Yep.
Nice.
So, there was a little bit of controversy like two or 3 days before the show debuted, like the showrunner got fired.
You know why?
No. Like wasn't
there some kind of like at all.
Wasn't there some kind of weird disagreement?
He had an OnlyFans.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they fired him over OnlyFans. His own personal OnlyFans.
Wait, like not posting.
So let me just point this out. I mean,
it was a lewd one, but
let me just point this out. The job that he was hired to do did not pay him enough to pay his bills. So therefore, he started an OnlyFans to survive, and they fired him for that.
Wait, possibly. I don't know when the OnlyFans, I don't know if it was a current thing or if it was something that happened before the show. I'm not sure. But what you're saying is a strong possibility. But yeah, that's why he got fired. I was like, really? That's really awful.
That's dumb.
Yeah. So, especially after he's done such a fantastic job.
Yeah.
So, anyway. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah. And especially on like a show like this. Anyway, moving right on, let's get right into our main topic and also the last news story real fast. So documents, something got filed showing new construction plans in Animal Kingdom.
Ooh, what are they constructing?
Construction trailers.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So the construction trailers are up kind of above Cali River Rapids.
Yeah.
But a weird service road that goes from the construction trailers right into the heart of Dino Land.
Yeah.
What could that possibly be?
Dino Land's done.
Yeah, Dino Land's toast. So, in typical Mickey Mutineers fashion, we're going to get a jump on things, and we don't know what's going to happen to Dino Land yet, but we're going to tell you in this edition of Lawn Chair Imagineering. And what is Lawn Chair Imagineering? That's when we say, hold my high fructose corn syrup beverage in respect for Josh.
Root beer?
Hold my root beer.
Oh, I gotta go get root beer. Keep talking.
Hold my root beer. Gorilla.
Hold my... No, Jordan, we're calling it root beer now.
No.
Hold my root beer. We're going to make this better or worse. We're not sure. Wait, hold on. Breaking news that I didn't know about. Reviewer Rob just said, and Joe Rohde teased being back.
Yeah, I did see that like about an hour or two ago.
What?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. That would be awesome. Because, I mean, he went out on Avengers Campus, which I haven't been to yet, and it's small. But
got my root beer.
All right. So we're going to make Dino Land better or worse or more fun. I'm not sure how. So what generally happens is maybe we came to this with some plans. Maybe not, but we're going to jump on each other's ideas and go from there. Josh, you're pointing at me. I feel like you have an idea.
Well, I think we need to move the tigers from where they are down to this area and have kind of like a safari through there, but not a land safari. Boats. We safari by boat.
Like a safari cruise?
Yes.
Okay.
Would the safari cruise be located in the jungles?
Through the jungles of Southeast Asia.
I like where this is going.
With live tigers.
What?
With live tigers.
How high can these tigers jump?
20,000 feet from a 747 aircraft.
Oh, good. Yeah, this will work perfectly. I like this so far. Any other animals you want to move down there? It's an entire kingdom.
Well, they can jump 20 feet. But I figure if the boat's 15 feet from the shore, the tiger will just jump right over it.
That's such a long-winded explanation. If you were a skipper, the ride would be half over.
The ride's half over before you get on.
Oh, my hell. All right, I like your idea. I'm going to piggyback on that. So let's put that in like the Dino Land area, because there's still an entire dinosaur ride over there, over on the other side. Here's what we do. We gut the building, leave the dinosaurs. The train to Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Uh-huh.
We're going to reroute that through the building so you can still see the dinosaurs from the train.
Okay.
They're going to be a lot slower though.
Okay. Can we add the Grand Canyon to that?
You know, I was thinking, like, what national park could we throw in here? I was like, Yosemite, no. Yellowstone, nah. Grand Canyon. You might be onto something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to call the new land Disneyland. Jillian has an idea. She said, countdown to Extinction 2, where we go forward in time. Like, we're in the past, but we have to get back to the future.
No. We go forward on time on the Pixar universe. So far forward that the world is populated by cars.
Go on.
And then main attraction. So you take, you know, a track, a double wide track, and you put two cars on it, and you race around the desert.
Where did you, what? No, it's ridiculous. Where did you get a desert?
The desert stand out front.
Oh, you know what? That's fine.
That was dumb. Please cut that out. Oh, but no, seriously. Jokes aside, I like the rumor of Encanto Land. What
the hell do you mean, seriously, jokes aside? This is lawn chair imagineering, sir.
Oh, forgot about that.
This is what we do. This is the product. This is what we're doing.
Okay, so we keep the jungle safari thingy.
Here, you workshop that. Let me throw this at you. I like the Encanto idea. I like the whole South America vibe we got going here, except it's missing one thing. A big old splash pad called Cuscotopia. Boom, baby!
That would be awesome.
All right. You ready for this?
Okay, everyone quiet. He just stretched. Jordan's going to unleash the fury.
All right. Palm trees. Palm trees everywhere. Palm trees, bushes, vines, a lot of shrubbery, a lot of trees. We add Marvel characters. Boom, it's the Savage Land.
Wait.
Can we do that?
The dinosaur shit's already there.
But do we have the permits from Universal to do this?
The dinosaurs weren't in the Avengers, so I think we do. Hold on, this is actually a really good idea.
Get Kazar and his saber-toothed tiger.
Devil dinosaur.
Oh yeah. Was Devil Dinosaur from the Savage Lands?
I don't know.
Which one?
Devil Dinosaur.
It's a red
T-Rex.
Maybe, sure, why not?
There's a whole show on it on Disney Plus. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah, with Moon Girl.
Rob said, I will not settle for less than a roller coaster involving the Emperor's New Groove coaster. Here's what I want. I want everyone to get in the car, and everyone has to say, pull the lever, Kronk, and then they push the button, but it launches backwards, but the car's facing forward, and then we all get to yell, wrong lever!
That's actually really good. That's really good.
I like that. And then at the end, why do we even have that lever?
And if you don't say it, they kick you out of the park.
Hey, them's speaking of which, did you see the video with Patrick Warburton doing the live flight attendant?
That's what else I forgot. Damn it. Yes, I did.
Oh, man. I liked it when he did Kronk.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was like, the seatbelts or something. Seatbelts for your safety. Seatbelts safety.
Safety seatbelts for your safety.
Seatbelts chosen specifically for your safety. For some reason, that got me more excited than Johnny Depp on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, was that really Johnny Depp on the Pirates?
I mean, he did it once.
No,
and now there's a guy at Disneyland that looks just like him. What?
Okay. He did it a few times.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah,
he did it once recently.
He would just kind of do it. Like, he would just show up.
Yeah. But
what are you going to do? Tell him no? I mean, now they will.
I don't think they would. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, the Patrick Warburton thing was cool. So anyway, we get a walk around Patrick Warburton face character. Or just Patrick Warburton. And he's going to be in the Savage Lands driving the Jungle Cruise boat.
Straight to the Emperor's New Groove coaster. Why are you looking up there?
I'm thinking.
Oh.
Do you not look at my ceiling when you're thinking?
No, I look at Fortress Maximus up there.
No. I was trying to remember. Oh,
over here?
Or I got the thing from the Derp Lagoon.
Wait, do you guys have all the same stuff, but Josh's is just derpy?
Yeah, I got big googly eyes on my googly eyes on my Fortress Maximus. And my
Optimus googly Prime, eyes on your Fortress Maximus. He turns into a 60s diner.
Yeah, that's the one. And my Optimus Prime has those extremely large sunglasses and a fake mustache.
All right. So
he's a robot in disguise.
Yeah. It makes sense. Weird enough, my Rodimus Prime looks a lot like Lemmy.
Like who?
Lemmy.
Killmeister. Right, that one. What did I say?
I don't know.
Okay, our new land needs one thing, though.
The Tick?
Yes. Rob says, what about a ride featuring Patrick Warburton's The Tick? Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's the one thing I'm missing.
Can we just have Patrick Warburton the ride? Just all, like, so we start out with Putty, move to The Tick, then Kronk, flight attendant.
What if it was a dark ride and you just went on you were in a ride vehicle and you were just following Patrick Warburton through an entire day and he just gets increasingly more uncomfortable with you following him as the ride goes on? Like you go into a laundromat, he's like, I'm trying to do my laundry, go away.
So I noticed she's following me still.
Yeah. I noticed you were following me. Why are you doing that?
But then, hold on. But then at the end, somehow you save him. Like a car's coming and you like jump and push him out of the way or something. But we're in a ride vehicle. I don't know. We save him somehow.
Be like on Test Track when the truck's coming. Just swerve.
Yeah. So we save him. And then all we get is just a, nice work, pal. And then the ride ends. That's all I want.
It has to have a weird like Soren tie-in. Like he's getting ready, like he's suiting up in the Soren outfit.
It's the airport.
And yes, and we give him a ride to the airport. Thanks. Nice work, pal.
We're the ride. Whoa. We flipped the script. We're the ride, and somehow he's with us, or we're—I don't know. It's us, the ride.
What
Patrick Warburton. The movie. Us. That'd be weird. People die.
Mm-hmm. And somewhere in there, you just get a starfish going. No, this is Patrick.
Wrong, Patrick. Josh.
I know.
I know you know. I'll tell you, you're wrong.
I would ride the shit out of this.
What?
I said I would ride the shit out of this ride.
Yeah, this. But it all takes place in the Savage Lands. We still have to have the Marvel, banner. They deserve it. If any park deserves the Marvel property, it's Animal Kingdom.
And can Bruce Campbell have a cameo?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Like at this point, but the only. The one thing missing is food. What food items we have in this land?
Patrick Warburton was Buzz Lightyear in the cartoons.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have.
And Joe Swanson. He was Joe Swanson.
Yeah, I did say that.
Oh.
Well, I said Joe. I forgot his last name was Swanson. Okay, the only food that this land is serving is, you know, the giant pill bugs from Emperor's New Groove?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just having pill bugs.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
I don't know what they're actually going to be made of. Probably real pill bugs.
Yeah, do they get that big?
I mean, you get enough of them and grind them into a slurry.
They're just crustaceans.
It's true, they are. They're the only land-based crustaceans.
Yeah. And they're everywhere.
So that's what I'm saying. You could just raise them, grind them into a slurry, put them in a pill bug shaped pan. Baby, you got a stew going.
This is getting weird.
I'm out of ideas. I
forget he's Brock Sampson too.
Who?
Brock Sampson.
Adventure Good. Brothers? I'm glad you said it twice. I don't know who Venture that is.
Brothers. Venture Brothers.
I don't know what that is either.
You've never seen the Venture Brothers?
No. Am I missing out?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll watch it right after Clone Wars and first season of X-Men.
Okay.
I promise. I think we need to wrap up this episode because Jordan's falling asleep. He had a long weekend, you guys.
I did.
And, hey, speaking of which, if you want to find out why he had a long weekend, go visit Jordan Gasly on YouTube.
And the first video is out.
No, better yet, go visit him at his house.
Nah, visit me on YouTube.
Oh, I was going to stop by your house.
Oh, well, I mean, you can stop by my house.
Can I stop by your house?
Sure. If you leave now, you can be here by Thursday.
Not if I'm driving. We'll be there by Wednesday.
You'll be here by Friday.
But if I walk, we'll die of exposure on the way. Anyway, so yeah, check out Jordan Gasly on YouTube. Check out What the Heck is Jake Talking About. Josh has a new upcoming show coming up. Maybe. Oh, Josh, have you reserved your YouTube?
Oh, no, I need to do that. I reserved my...
Your Instagram.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, at first I was like, why does Josh have two Instagrams? What is he up to? Oh, he's up to a show. Okay.
Yeah, I just put it as a placeholder for now.
I don't get it, though. Six Kings?
What?
Six King Mechanics?
What?
It's a Roman numeral joke. Anyway.
Oh. Idiot. Thanks for spelling it out for me.
You're welcome. That's S-I-X-K. No. Anyway, we're the Mickey Mutineers, and you've enjoyed us. How many times did Wolverine say bub?
Ooh,
six. January 6th.